Okay, considering chapter 6 of Ephesians. In the last chapter, he had, of course, been talking about wives and husbands toward the end and how the husband-wife relationship is a, in a spiritual sense, it's a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. Now, in the beginning of chapter 5, he says, be followers of God as dear children. Now, in chapter 6, verse 1, he goes to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long in the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, children, you know, to obey, it means, the word means to listen attentively. And the implication is to heed and to confirm that authority and obey that authority in the Lord. Now, obviously, if your family is one of these families where it's like, hey, son, I got a job. We're going to knock over a cigarette truck, you know, or whatever, you know, thieving. Don't need to hear that. You don't need to obey that. Do not obey your parents in sin, that they should lead you to sin. For that is wrong. Okay? So you're released in that regard. And then, you know, and it goes into that, you know, I have a situation, my personally, you know, I've never a man who's been afraid to talk about my own personal life, because to me, I know Christ will hide my sins, but for the I'd rather make it a public issue for the sanctification of others and for the edification of others, if that could be affected. You know what I mean? People like to play their cards close to the vest. Someone actually accused me of that. They said, Paul, you play your cards close to the vest. They were talking about doctrine. I hadn't had an opportunity to write about doctrine as much as some other things about what I believe. And doing this Bible study is sort of like the quickest way to get that done, because writing takes a long time. Because I'll say things faster than I can write them. And when I write them, I have to think about it, and I want to make sure I say it just right, because you can't hear the inflection of someone's voice. And there's no opportunity to, you know. Well, once it's written, it's written. Anyways, we follow God. And the children ought to follow their parents in the Lord, for that is right. You know, this is the first commandment with promise, because it promises in the Old Testament that if you obey them, it'll go well with you. You will live long on the earth. I pray that my children will always be obedient to me. I demand them to be obedient to me. And your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Sometimes, you know what, I don't waste my authority. People always compliment my children and so on and so forth. They're still young, you know, they could still turn out bad. So far, everything looks good, right? But I got 6 of them, I got raised 6 of them right. If a man is not able to govern his own household, how shall he govern the household of faith? So I consider myself unworthy of service. As far as, I mean, I could prophesy, I could be a prophet, but as far as being someone who would oversee the church of God or be an elder in a church, I don't qualify. In my own estimation. That is, which is the first commandment with promise, honor your father and mother. Okay, it may be well with you, you may live long on the earth. I didn't mean to go back to that, but we bring children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Nurture is paedia. Paedios is like child, and this is the way you tutor a child. You educate or train them. It includes the implication of discipline and correction. An admonition is calling attention to, or a mild rebuke, possibly warning. Think about that. It's the instruction and warning. You warn You instruct. Beyond that, and then it's their job to hear. Because that word obey, here, there are some words that mean, like, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God, verse 21, is hupotasso. It literally means to obey. Because it means to literally subordinate. You know, hupo is under, like hupodermic needle, hypodermic. Ordinate comes as tasso, which is to arrange. You know, it's like to arrange under. You know, to arrange yourself under someone, to subordinate. And this is a different word here, and because that can mean obey. But this means to hear under, and to subordinate, as a subordinate, or to listen attentively, you know? We want to be the same way towards God, hearing Him. Because all He gives us nurturing and mild rebuke. I don't see Him as a provoker of wrath, not of His children. He makes the ungodly angry. They're always angry with Him. Bring them up the same way God brings you up. With patience, nurturing, and admonition. As I was saying, I don't like to squander my authority on useless things. You know, I like to give my kids a lot of freedom. I like to let them be children, you know, to play and laugh and, you know, there are places where that's not convenient and so on and so forth. But they're well behaved. Other people have problems with that, and I think it's because they lack the proper nurturing. Because nurturing is education and training. And I tell you what, you know, I start training my children when they're infants. When their first teeth start coming in, they need to have their teeth brushed. And I have never found an infant that enjoys it. And so I physically restrain them, which makes them very uncomfortable. I mean, you know, they don't like being held so they can't move. You know, not that I'm like, you know, literally putting them, oh my God, Paul, you're hurting. No. I'm just holding his arms down so he can't put his hand up and stop me from brushing his teeth. I know there's some people probably think, oh, he's torturing them. You know, it's like, no, I'm saving his teeth. Because I didn't do that, and I had a son whose teeth rotted out. Because I didn't want to force it. I didn't like it.